I have to now worry about your boyfriend.
What'd he do?
He's never going to be able to go to the bathroom ever again.
I hope not. Why?
Because American Pickers co-host Frank not returning because he's fighting with Mike Wolf.
It seemed like that's where it was going. We just got the History Channel. We used to watch it on Hulu, like the old episodes, but now there's new episodes. I noticed a little bit of a rift between Mike Wolf and Frank. They've been friends a really long time. Like, that's how they started the show. They were friends a long time. They're pickers together. But I noticed a couple of episodes where Frank wasn't there and they made excuses like his cat is sick.
Or his back.
His back is hurt. Yeah, exactly. And instead, they brought Danielle, the assistant, in instead. And it was Mike and Danielle doing the picking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there is trouble in paradise there. Frank is definitely on his way out.
Yeah. So your boyfriend, when he goes to the bathroom, he takes his iPad and he watches American Pickers.
Sure does.
So now I'm worried. Yeah. So Frank hasn't spoke to Mike in 2 years.
No.
Yeah. They haven't called each other. They haven't seen each other, anything.
Do they say what the riff is about? Like, what? Why?
Well, Frank started leaving because his back was messed up.
Which I don't believe for a second, but okay.
And it just never got better. So they kind of just slowly wrote him off, and now he's completely gone.
But, okay, so if his back was bothering him, that would be a reason for him to no longer be on the show. But why isn't he talking to his best friend anymore? Why are he and Mike? And my favorite thing is Mike Wolf has a speech impediment, so he calls himself Mike Wolf because he can't say the L. He's Mike Wolf.
So Mike Wolf is not talking to each other, and that's sad. Because
but why? Why aren't they talking? Why would Frank's back problems have anything to do? If anything, his best friend for a gazillion years since high school, he should be sympathetic towards it, not talking. Something must have happened why they're not talking.
He said today, I miss Frank, just like all of you. I pray that he goes through what he's going through right now. Good things for him and the next part of his journey. So that's all he's saying.
Here's what I think. The show started to focus more and more on Mike because Mike has stores. Frank is a picker, but he sells stuff privately, like on eBay. He has his own website. Mike has a store and started getting more and more successful. Mike is a good looking guy. He's got this gorgeous wife, these cute kids. He's very like steampunk. You know, he's really cool. Frank is kind of an oaf. You know, he's like your high school friend that.
I know,
he's
but you can relate to him, though. Together, they worked. I don't know, separate, if they work.
I think he's jealous, is my point. I think the reason why Frank is having a riff with Mike, because Mike's saying nice things. He's like, I hope he goes through what he's going through. And that's what you say when you're the person who is the one being jealous of.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear what Frank's take is. Frank's take is probably like, screw that asshole.
You know, I wonder how long they spent in the van together. Did they actually drive the van from Maine or wherever the hell, Iowa, where they're from,
to
Florida? Would they drive the whole way together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or would they get on a plane Mm-mm. and somebody brings the van, then they get in when they get to Florida?
I mean, I don't know if later seasons that happened because they became divas and they're making a lot of money on the show, but... No. And I think that was the number one show. That's the number one show on the History Channel. No, I think they drove. They drove everywhere. They drove all the way through and they would make stops along the way and they would do they would have appointments. Danielle would call somebody nearby and be like, hey, I know you guys are heading to California, but on your way, why don't you stop in Nevada? I got a pick for you.
Yeah. You know? 10 years. If you spend 10 years in a van with one other person.
Yeah.
You have got to get along with them or it's a huge falling out.
Right.
Because you get to know somebody driving across the country in a van.
Yeah, I need to investigate this further.
Yeah, so the news just broke today. So Frank says he's not coming back.
Yeah, he says, here's Frank's quote. I didn't leave the show. I finished shooting. Then I had back surgery. And then the pandemic came. I haven't talked to Mike in 2 years.
Isn't that crazy?
He knew my back was messed up, but he did not call me and ask how I was doing. That's just how it is.
Yeah. So he's upset that he didn't even call. So he didn't care. Not good friends.
Oh, here we go. Here's the real story.
Uh-oh.
Then Frank went on to say, the show is tilted towards him 1,000%. I can't even bend that far down to show you how much, but it's fine. Like he was, I guess he was talking to somebody in person. So he was trying to show how much the show is bent towards
Mike.
He's like, it's like, here's his analogy. It's like you've got Aerosmith and there's Steven Tyler and he's the front man. Mm-hmm. He said, I found my spot. I'm second. He's number one on the show. That's no problem for me, but he has a problem. He's saying that Mike is the one that has a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's accusing Mike. He said he went on to say that he believes Wolf wants to bring in his brother to replace him on the show.
I don't like his brother.
Which involves the host. I don't either. Traveling across America in search of rare antiques. I don't know why he's behaving like this towards me. But ultimately, it's up to the network.
Yeah, his brother is just blah. I don't hate him, but he's just there. He's not three-dimensional. He's very two-dimensional.
It didn't work for me when Danielle was going on the picks with him. I didn't like that because she's not a picker. I like her back at the ranch, calling up, and they have those...
I like looking at her, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, she's your type. Yeah, she's gotten more and more tattoos over the years, but I like when she calls them up and there's this, it's so scripted. It's so obvious that she gives them crap and they give her crap back. And it's so obviously scripted, but I don't care. I roll with it. I like her back at the ranch. I like her when they send somebody to her and she has something to do at the store. I don't like her on the picks. Mm-hmm. I just don't, because she's a little too prissy. I like when they get down and dirty, you know, they get those gloves on and they start pulling stuff that has been sitting there since the 1800s. No one's touched this box since the building was built. What year was that? 1635. And Mike's like, I'll go in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like he's pulling up rat carcasses and God knows what else. And he's just like, it's something in here. I know there is. It's a great show.
More TV news. VH1, yeah. You're going to have to find VH1 again.
Okay.
Because I don't even know where VH1 is on my cable system. But The Surreal Life is coming back.
Yeah, I saw this today. So who have they cast? Who's on The Surreal Life? It's an interesting cast, right?
Dennis Rodman.
Of course.
Rapper August Estina. Stormy Daniels.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Tamra Braxton. I guess it's the Braxton. Frankie Muniz. Kim Coles from Living Single.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wrestler CJ Perry. And to wrap it up, YouTuber Manny MUA.
Which one is that guy?
He's on YouTube.
Oh, he's a makeup artist. Oh, I know who he is. He's a makeup artist. Yeah. Yeah. He's the one that everybody likes. Manuel Gutierrez Jr. is what he's known as. Yeah. Manny MUA. He's a makeup artist. He's a beauty blogger. He's one of the nice ones that people like. You know, there's been that whole thing with Jeffrey Charles going on that people don't like him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's a boy beauty vlogger, he says, but yeah, everyone loves him, Manny.
All right. So yeah, Dennis Rodman and Stormy Daniels. Go figure.
It's going to be interesting.